The audience at the 55th Annual Tony Awards, held last night in New York City, witnessed the making of Broadway history. The Producers, a musical satire poking fun at everyone from gays to Jews to Hitler, stole the show, winning a record 12 Tony Awards.
Ah, did you bring the checky, my little turtledove?
Yes, Bialy. I made it out just like you told me to the title of the play, Cash. That's a funny name for a play, Cash.
Yes, so is the Iceman Cometh.
First, Bialy, can we please play one dirty little game?
All right, what?
Let's play the hairless chihuahua and the well-hung Great Dane.
Oh. Are you on some kind of medication? You're killing me. I'm exhausted. Please, let's play one game where there's absolutely no sex.
What?
How about the Jewish princess and her husband?
Mel Brooks' adaptation of his 1968 movie surpassed the record set in 1964 when Hello, Dolly! Won 10 Tonys. Brooks' excitement was clear. After winning his second Tony of the night, he assured the audience,
"It's been wonderful being here. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Goodbye."
Brooks didn't return that fast, but several members of his cast and crew stepped onto the Tony stage to collect awards. Nathan Lane captured one of the producers' Tonys for Best Actor in a Musical, but refused to take all the credit. Instead, Lane pulled colleague and fellow nominee Matthew Broderick on stage and insisted Broderick receive praise.
"I can only accept this on behalf of the two of us, and not just because I worship and adore Matthew, but because we are very much a team, and believe me, without him, I'm nothing. You can hold this, and later, if you're good, we'll get ice cream."
Producers captured awards for Best Choreography, Best Scenery, Best Orchestration, and Best Music and Lyrics, among others. So when Daniel Sullivan won his first Tony for Best Direction of a Play for Proof, even he was surprised to interrupt the producers' string of victories.
"There must be some mistake. I had nothing to do with the producers."
Proof is the story of a girl named Catherine who spent years caring for her father, a brilliant mathematician, and on the eve of her 25th birthday, finds herself growing close to Hal, one of her father's former students.
"What do you do for sex?"
"What?"
"At your conferences. Isn't that why people hold conferences? Travel, room service, tax-deductible sex, and big hotel beds."
Proof, written by David Auburn, also won Best Play, and Mary Louise Parker, who played Catherine, won the Tony for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play. The Best Play Revival Award went to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and 42nd Street took Best Musical Revival.